You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 110. Movement is an indication of life. In today's episode, I want to talk to you about movement as it relates to life. We're going to look at this from the physical perspective as well as a spiritual one. In the physical sense, if something lies still for too long, you start to wonder if it's alive. If you're driving down the road and you see an animal on the side of the road lying still, then you conclude that the animal must be dead. But if you're driving down the road and you see an animal on the side of the road and it's moving about, foraging for food or something like that, then you know that it's still alive. It's the activity or the inactivity of the animal that indicates life or death. Well, this is how we look at things from a physical perspective. Movement on the physical plane indicates that something is alive. So now we're going to look at this from a spiritual perspective and begin to break it down. From the spiritual or energetic level, life is also based on movement. The energy in our universe never stops moving, even if it doesn't appear to be moving to the naked eye. And that's because the universe is always in motion, growing and expanding. As they say, as it is above, so it is below. We should always be growing and moving toward expansion spiritually. But the truth is, if you're not growing and expanding, then you're deteriorating and decomposing. The energy is either moving to create life or to destroy it, because it's always moving. If you sit still for too long, your circulation begins to slow down. You know how sometimes if you've been sitting for a long time in one place and then you quickly stand up only to find out that your leg or both of them have gone to sleep. That's because of lack of circulation. Lack of movement created that state. Now, this is very significant. In the state of death, prolonged stillness is the norm. That may sound silly to mention, but we need to look at something more deeply. You don't expect dead things to get up and start moving. So you should not expect the living to remain still for too long, because prolonged stillness causes atrophy and decay. The law of use comes into play here. What you don't use, you lose. So you need to keep this in mind. As a living entity, you must have movement, not only in a physical way, but also in a spiritual way. You cannot remain still for too long, or things begin to decay. The energy of death expresses itself as eternal stillness. This is a physical manifestation as well as a spiritual one. This is initiated by decay and decomposition through lack of use. People actually start dying long before they ever are buried, physically as well as spiritually. As above, so it is below. This is due to the ceasing of movement. This is how decay and deterioration begin to set in. The wrong kind of thoughts can decay your mind. This is why you don't want to entertain negativity. It's the same as ceasing positive movement, which would be movement in a life-giving direction. As a spiritual being, you have to have something positive to look forward to that makes you want to get up in the morning. Or else you'll just want to lay down and die. You lose the will to fight. Life is about growing and expanding. And when this process stops moving in a positive direction for too long, then the momentum of death begins to creep in. This is what happens to us on a spiritual level as well. Most people are literally what we call the walking dead. There's no need for movies about zombies because you're looking at them every day. People are spiritually dead, and they have become empty shells, just a physical presence without the spark of life. They're not living, they're just existing. And you can look into their eyes and see that. Just like you can look into someone's eyes and see the spark of life, the light that is within them. And that light lets you know that they're alive spiritually. The eyes are truly the windows to the soul. You have to keep reaching for your dreams in order to have the desire to stay alive. Your dreams give you the energy to wake up in the morning. Your dreams keep you going because they feed your spirit. They're the light at the end of the tunnel. You have to have something bigger than just a desire for financial gain in life. Your quest has to feed your spirit. But if you look around in the world, greed and the lust for money seem to be the only fuel for our modern day society. Money is only energy. It's important, but money alone will not satisfy all of your needs because you are a spiritual being. This is why some very rich and wealthy people commit suicide. It's because they're not happy. They thought that the money would make them happy, but that's not the way of the spirit. The spirit is not looking for fame or fortune. And the spirit, if it is taken care of, it will take care of you physically. So you will have the money that you need. It's an illusion to believe that money equals happiness. But this is the illusion that's fed to us all day long through movies, through TV shows, and it creates a focus in people's lives that that's all they're focused on. They stop focusing on their spiritual growth and expansion. And this causes a state of death spiritually. It's the illusion. Life is more than just the acquisition of financial wealth and recognition. Your spirit must find joy and satisfaction in what you're doing in order for you to be truly happy. You have to keep growing spiritually in order to find that true happiness, in order to acquire peace and love in your life. You were not born to be a slave to this modern day society, to live your life just acquiring material objects. You were born to be free. Spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, and to reclaim your power once again. You are created from the vibration of love, and in this life, you are supposed to reach the highest plateaus of your spiritual awareness. Your awakening is the only thing that will free you from this state of spiritual darkness, which is a spiritual death. You have to keep moving toward your dreams. That's the light of your heart. You must push through the energy of stagnation to get where you want to go. You have to fight the feeling of inertia that makes you feel tied down to a physical world. Sometimes you feel like you're unable to move toward your dreams, but you have to break through that energy. You have to have the endurance to face your trials in life. Each time you face them, it will increase your stamina and it will help you succeed. You must break through because it takes great force to break through the energy of death. You've been trapped in this cycle for a very long time, and that has created a powerful momentum. This is an energetic death, a spiritual state of death. But you have to remember that you are an eternal being of light that came here by choice. Many of us came for different reasons, but we must all break free and awaken. It's time to free ourselves from this dark sleep, from this spiritual state of death. You must move through darkness to be reborn into the light. This is why it takes so much energy to get positive things done in this world. This is a world that feeds off of deterioration and destruction. It's not about healing and restoration. You're fighting the currents of darkness when you're doing positive things. That's why it takes so much energy to break out of your old habits of self-destruction, but you must create new healthy ones. It takes energy to let go of fears and self-doubt, but you must do this as well. You cannot afford to remain still any longer. You must begin to raise your vibration. And when you start to do this, you will encounter resistance. It's to be expected because you're going against the grain of a slow-moving, stagnating energy. Do not give up or succumb to your fears. You are the great phoenix that must rise from the ashes of your spiritual death. You are literally awakening from a dark sleep that has held you in its grip for untold millennia. And now you must fight your way through and fight the desire to go back to sleep. Remember, this fight is vibrational. It's being fought on the battlefield of your mind through frequencies. So use your mind to begin to focus on higher frequencies, to focus on the light by doing your internal light meditations. Use the vibration of love to fight off the vibration of fear. You must understand the power of love to truly free yourself from this dark sleep, because it is the key to life. I want to thank you once again for taking the time to listen. Please remember to share this episode with someone you know it would resonate with. Once you share it, it's on them to listen. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want. Just believe it. Believe it.